In 1947, Bruno Cornacchiola, an ardent anti-Catholic Adventist Freemason bent on murdering the Pope, was visited by the Virgin Mary while on his way to give a speech blaspheming her Immaculate Conception. She told him to change his life and return to the Catholic faith. She also gave him a message predicting future events concerning the Church and the world, which he wrote down and gave to the Vatican, who to this day have not released it. Bruno Cornacchiolo kept a diary which contains this message as well as other messages from Our Lady and Jesus, mystical experiences, and prophetic dreams. Saverio Gaeta was given access to this diary and published its contents in a book called Il Vigente. Il Vigente was published in Italian and Polish, but not English, at least not officially. What was published in English is Three Fountains, a whitewashed version of Gaeta's work on the subject that leaves out about half of what one could find if they read the original work, Il Vigente, and a lot of what is missing is very significant. For more information on the differences between Il Vigente, the original Italian, and Three Fountains, the only English version of Gaeta's work on the subject, see my video, Prophecies of the Virgin of Revelation, Was Bruno's Diary Compromised by the Vatican? Just realize that I was under the impression that I was comparing the Italian and English versions of the same book. A woman sent me a bootleg English translation of Il Vigente, thinking, as I did, that there was only one book by Gaeta on Bruno's diary, Three Fountains. So in the video, when I say the original Italian version, that's Il Vigente, and when I say the official English version, that's Three Fountains, and the reality is, that's what they are. Since making that video, I have done a deeper dive into the two versions. I reread Three Fountains three times, and I purchased a copy of Il Vigente in Italian on Kindle, cross-referencing the quotes from the English translation that I was sent with the Kindle translator, just to authenticate that the quotes and the English translation were legitimate, and they are. I didn't authenticate the entire book, only those things I point out in my video, but I'm pretty confident it's a legitimate translation. In this process, I noticed something I missed the first time I went through my notes. A prophetic dream that Bruno had. A vision found in chapter 10 of Il Vigente titled, The Future. Like so many others, this quote from Bruno's diary is not in the English version, Three Fountains. And this quote is one of the reasons I reread Three Fountains to be absolutely certain it wasn't there, which it's not. I also verified this diary entry with the Italian version of Il Vigente on my Kindle through the Kindle translator to make sure that it was there, and it is. Now, this represents the only mistake in the bootleg translation that I have found so far. The bootleg version says the vision happened on March 27, 1977, but when I checked the Kindle version, it says it happened on September 21, 1988. Here's the quote from Bruno's diary. Remember, this is a prophetic dream, something that, at the time, was a future event. September 21, 1988. What I dreamt of will never come true. It is too painful, and I hope the Lord will not allow the Pope to deny every article of the faith and then take the place of God. How much pain I felt throughout the night. Even my legs became paralyzed, and I could no longer move because of the pain I felt in seeing the church reduced to a pile of rubble. Bruno Cornacchiolo, the seer of Our Lady of Revelation, was given a vision in a dream of a future Pope denying every article of the faith. Without speculating on who that might be, it has to be the near future for Bruno, who had the vision in 1988. It can't be some far-off future Pope 100 years from now. Why? Because Our Lady said this to him. His Holiness the Father, reigning in the throne of divine love, will suffer death. For a while there will be something brief that will take place under his reign. Few others still will reign on the throne. The last will be a saint. The reigning pontiff at the time was Pius XII, but we need to take into account that Our Lady seems to not count John Paul I, as indicated by Conchita Gonzalez in the Garabandal apparitions. Bruno was given visions of who would be elected pope each time a conclave was held. Concerning John Paul I, we have this diary entry. Before entering via the upright hurdled area, I stopped to gaze up at the window on the balcony where the Pope appears, and someone spoke, saying, "It is futile looking up there. The one elected is dead, and he will be placed to rest like Paul VI. The other one, who is to come, will not shine, but like the sun will grow dim. The other one, who is to come, will not shine, but like the sun will grow dim." The Italian translation from Kindle says, "But the other one who is coming will not shine, but will be like a dark sun." Now, of course, The next pope would be John Paul II. Is she talking about him or this future pope who will deny the faith? Whoever that might be. The more I go down the rabbit hole, the less admiration I have for John Paul II. But I wouldn't characterize him like that. And I believe the other diary entries are more favorable to him. Of course, that part is left out of Three Fountains. It just says, he wrote, "Before entering the barriers, I stopped to look at the window where the pope appears, and a person told me, 'It is useless to look up. The one they elected is dead and will be put to the ground like Paul VI. But nobody's hiding anything. Anyway, she said a few others would reign on the throne. If we don't count John Paul I, after Pius XII, we have John XXIII, Paul VI, John Paul II, Benedict, and Francis. But we also know the last pope won't be the one who denies the faith because he will be a saint. You know where I'm going with this. I'm not going to say it, but we're all thinking it. I'm just pointing this out to show you that this was all predicted." And with this quote from Mary from Bruno's diary, that's not in the English version, Three Fountains, we know how to handle it. "Do you see, my son, you are bound to obey the person who gives you an order. Even though you think he is wrong, you are bound to obey unless that order touches faith, morality, and charity. This is so." And if everything we're going through now was predicted, then we can rest assured that those same predictions are true when they talk about the return of Christendom, the era of peace, the restoration of the church, and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So stay Catholic, my friends. Until my next video, God bless.